Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a best-selling author, self-made millionaire, top recruiter, network marketing coach, and branding ninja on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. Join us as we dive into the action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. Hey, Gold Digger, Kimberly Olson here. Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. Today, we're going to talk about dump your VIP Facebook group and try this instead. But first, a listener review. Thank you for bringing so much value to all the content you put out. I have learned so much and I have a strategy for my business. You truly have given me direction and answered questions I couldn't put into words, and I've been trying to ask so many other brand builders and gurus. You totally get it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God definitely has a purpose for you and you are living it out. That's so sweet. I couldn't think of a better compliment to say that. And I am lucky and I do pinch myself every day that I get to do this. I do have a new podcast mic and it looks like it's catching my voice pretty loudly. So I'm excited. I've had this one before, but I think it's a newer model, the Blue Yeti. It's actually really affordable for any of you that are looking for a podcast mic. And it's white, so it matches my office. Just had to mention that. All right, so let's talk about VIP Facebook group. Now, most people have VIP Facebook groups, or whenever we dig into this with our students, we ask them if they have a Facebook group and they'll say, yeah, I've got, you know, a VIP group. I've got like 50 people in there. I post promotions, I post sales. And what we wanna do is we wanna think, how could we take that? How can we put those people somewhere so you can still connect with them? Because I know you're thinking, oh my goodness, how are they going to know about the sales if I don't have the VIP group? And what I do is I just have all of them on a list on my cell phone on Project Broadcast, and then I just click a button and message all of them. There's like hundreds of them to say, hey, we've got this new release or this new product or promotion. And then if you want it, click here or message me back if you want some help with your order. I mean, it's really simple. And then that's easier on me, but also it's more well-received. It's a quick text message. The thing you have to think about with Facebook groups is that there's so many of them, you know? And if every time they have a notification from you, and it's a sale or a promotion, they're going to stop opening those notifications. And then after they stop clicking them, eventually Facebook will stop notifying them completely, and then they don't even see your stuff anymore. And I'm sure you've noticed that. You know, ask yourself, is it working? If you've got a big VIP group and it's rocking, then keep doing that, but it's not duplicatable. And what I'm going to teach you is duplicatable. So if you do have a team, I recommend doing this with your team, because most of them wouldn't be able to independently do this and have it thriving. But if you collectively come together, you will have a rockin' Facebook group. So you are going to either revamp your VIP group or ditch that one and launch a brand new one. If your VIP group is active, then I would just rebrand it and call it, like, you don't want it to be called, you know, Nancy's Nail Salon or Nancy's VIP group. Get your name off there and get VIP off of there. And it shouldn't be about the product, the nail salon. No, no, no. It should be like Chaitali, one of our coaches, I think hers is the Beauty Confidential Lounge. She's in the beauty space for her network marketing company, but you don't feel that. You don't come in feeling like she's trying to sell you products. So think of a name that you could have that is describing what's there, they can expect from it without it being around product. So just rename it and then just move forward. You don't even have to make an announcement. You can, if you want to go live in there and talk about the rebrand. I've rebranded all my Facebook groups and it's fine. Nobody cares. Like, we think that people are sitting there like, oh, they don't. Okay. So if it's active, keep it, rebrand it. If it's not, just dump it, start over. It might give you some new excitement, you know, to get a new one going. And what you're going to do is you are going to set it up so that it is a value-based Facebook group. A value-based Facebook group is 80% value. So if you have a health and wellness group, you're going to have workouts in there, recipes, fitness tips, health tips. The challenges that you put in there are going to be around health and wellness, you know, making their life better. It's not going to be posts about your products. I say 80%. If you want to put some stuff in there, like maybe every Friday you have a Friday feature and you share a product you love, you don't want to necessarily drop a picture of the product and be like, buy this product. You could have a post that gives, you know, 5 tips for feeling, you know, 5 tips for beating the bloat. And one of the tips could be you know, make sure you take a good probiotic every day. Drop probiotic below if you want to know which brand we love. And then boom, there you go. You've got some leads from it. But there's creative ways to do it where you're not just posting about your stuff. That's what I want you to get away from. It's lazy marketing. You know, it's it just doesn't work anymore. They're just tuning out to it. So you have to think creatively. What could you put in your Facebook group that people would want to come in there? And the really great thing is if you do this collectively with your team, you have now created a place for them to invite people to that maybe haven't taken a look at the products yet. You can create a place where you can teach them how to post on their wall or in their stories to invite to. You know, if you have challenges once a month or free masterclasses or even sneak peek opportunity events that like what we do about the business, this now gives them a structured place to invite to put leads in. And then the group itself will run on its own because you will have someone who's managing it that will be posting in there. Your leaders can take turns going live in there. You can designate someone that they will coordinate the monthly challenges in there, or you run them yourself. You can totally do that if you can't get a VA yet. And you will create a space where they feel good inviting people to. You know, these groups where it's like the ATM method, you know, where they're just throwing people in there, you guys, that's not cool. Like I know of one where their group got in trouble. It's a big group and they couldn't add anybody for 30 days because Facebook was like, we know what you're doing and everyone knows it and it feels gross. Like I can't stand it when I look at my notifications and it's like, you know, Joan added you to XYZ group. And I'm like, I don't know what this group is. Why? You know, Joan never messaged me about it. Joan didn't ask me, why is she adding me in there? Okay. So you really want to think about the experience that your leads are having, your prospects are having, but most importantly, your team members are having. And if you put a prospect in there or a new customer in there and they see great things happening, they're like, wow, like awesome quotes in here and cool events happening. Don't you think that's going to turn them on to what you guys are doing? Don't you think they're watching and noticing and saying to themselves, this is different. I like the culture here. I like the feel of this group here, because people are going to respond and make decisions based on how you make them feel, not necessarily what you're doing or saying. It's how you make them feel. So what is the feel of the experience you're creating for yourself, for your team, for your prospects, for your leads? And what's the funnel? And what's so wonderful about a value-based Facebook group is most of the people on your team, including yourself, probably aren't building an email list. I mean, I hope you are, but most of you aren't. This is a very easy way to get started with, how do I contain my leads? Where do I put them? How do I love on them? How do I follow up with them? And you know, also too, with Facebook groups, you can tag. So if you do have a new release, maybe somebody's, you know, holding, like you've got someone on your team that's like puts a selfie in there, or you do, thumbs up. And in the post description, it's like, hey, did you hear the news? The blank, blank, blank is now available. Get your hands on it. Well, it's like, well, what's that? You could tag your leads. You could tag your people and say, hey, let me know if you want to grab, it's supplies are limited. Let me know if you want to grab this. With a value-based Facebook group, you can do that. You can post your stuff in there, but just not very often. But if it's loaded with value and periodically you do put something like that in there, people don't roll their eyes. They just go, oh, what is that? Because you've offered so much value, they're very open to what is being shared in there versus all the shenanigans that we see with the VIP groups, okay? As you can tell, I feel very strongly about this. So I want you to try that. I want you to rebrand it, kick off a new one. Think to yourself, what could I put in there that people would want to come be in the group, and let the group lead, let the group love on those leads by the nature of the group and the way you're running it. Okay, so that's my challenge to you today. I want you to give it a go. If this was helpful to you, I know it's short and sweet, but this is very simplistic. You can totally do this. Then please take a screenshot of this and throw it in your stories and tag me at the Gold Digger Girl. Also, leave a review. It is the best compliment you can give us. We're on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere that you're hanging out, we are there. You can leave a review and we'll get notified. And we'd love to send you a thank you for doing that. So as long as we know it's you, or if you want to leave the review and take a screenshot, send me a DM on Instagram that you left a review. And we would love to send you a gift from me. Okay. So please do that for me. It would mean a lot to me as we continue on heading towards 400,000 downloads. Thank you so much for all your support, for listening to this podcast. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. We'll see you soon. This episode was brought to you by the Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the number two recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate. All you have to do is email support over at the Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.